One word can change your life. One word can make the difference between success or failure. One word can influence your today as well as shape your tomorrow. Here's our host, Dr. Craig Lauterbach.
Welcome back to another episode of One Word. In this podcast, I'll be talking about a journey that includes mountaintops as well as valleys. We love the high places. However, going from one mountaintop to the next involves passing through a valley. And King David calls this valley Baca. Some of you may be asking, what do you mean by Baca? Listen to David's words found in Psalm chapter 84, verses 5 through 7. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. I have found that life doesn't always go according to plan. So what do you do when the bottom drops out? King David had enjoyed many successes, but he was also familiar with heartbreak. Some of his afflictions were created by his own doing, while others were the work of his enemies. But whatever the underlying cause, you'll find David's response was consistent. He ran to God. Whether repentance or desperation, he knew the source of his strength. Listen to what he wrote in Psalm chapter 84, verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. David understood the source of his blessing. That's why no matter how overwhelming his circumstances became, he knew where to turn. Because God was the one directing his steps, David called this pilgrimage. His comings and goings, they were never about himself, but rather about God's purpose and will for his life. His pilgrimage was about fulfilling his destiny. And this is why no matter what he faced, in the end, he was blessed. So let me ask, does this describe your life? People are so quick to blame God when things go awry. And honestly, that's not fair, and it's not correct as well. God is not the source of your problem, but rather, he is the answer. David understood the word Baca, which by the way means weeping. He also knew that in the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping, the presence of God was there to comfort, provide, and direct. I've been to the valley of weeping personally, and I'm sure those of you listening have been there too. You can't live life without experiencing pain. But here's the secret. Don't remain there. Look at what David says in Psalm chapter 84, verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca. Notice his first four words of this verse. As they pass through. God doesn't want you to live in the valley of weeping, the valley of Baca. He wants to bring you through. And if you set your heart on his purpose for your life, he will. Here's something to remember. Obedience will change your environment. When you obey the Lord, even when it's passing through a wilderness, he will reward your obedience. How? By causing you to prosper in spite of your circumstances. David states this in Psalm chapter 84, verse 6, which reads, "They make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools." Let me ask you this question. Who is they? They is anyone who chooses to pursue the pilgrimage, destiny, purpose that God has ordained for their lives. Simply put, they is you. You see, obedience is like a master key. It unlocks every door. Listen to the words of David found in Psalm chapter 23, verses 4 through 6. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God doesn't want you to camp in the valley. He's calling you to the other side. You can't change the situation you're facing, but you can change your outlook. Focus on Jesus, and He will lead you out of Baca. Well, that's it for now, and until next week, remember to choose your one word wisely.
Thank you for listening. One Word is a weekly podcast with best-selling author and pastor, Dr. Craig Lauterbach. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join us next week for One Word.